The Spain-based firm Navitas has been trying for a couple of years to build two 80-megawatt wind farms east of Lake Winnebago in Fond du Lac County. The company's plan was to sell the power from the 80-plus turbines to We Energies. The projects have encountered various delays, and now We Energies has used an unspecified amount of ratepayer dollars to buy the development rights from Navitas and take over the construction effort. We Energies says Navitas wanted to sell because of rising steel prices and changes in the currency exchange rate. Spokesperson Wendy Parks says We Energies will bring the project online within 2 years.
We made a commitment several years ago that 5% of our retail energy sales would come from renewable resources. And this is part of our plan, and we believe it's going to be successful.
The We Energies purchase is bringing generally positive reactions, but for different reasons. An alternative energy group, Renew Wisconsin, says the Fond du Lac County wind farms would be the second largest utility-owned wind project in the U.S., and that We Energies has found the economics of wind power too good to pass up. The Citizens Utility Board says having the entire project owned in Wisconsin should make it easier for state regulators to keep an eye on things. Meanwhile, a project opponent, Fond du Lac County resident Mike Winkler, says he hopes the sale to We Energies further slows down the startup of the wind farm.
Because I think the project itself is ill-conceived and the towers are misplaced in an area where they're much too close to homes.
Winkler says a larger controversy over another proposed wind project near Horicon Marsh may shed more light on the pros and cons of all big wind farm plans in the state. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.